This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Andhra Pradesh, six Maoists have been killed, including senior leader Madhvi Hidma, his wife Rajay and close associates, in an encounter with security personnel today. The security forces continue to monitor the region as the search operation remains in progress. We have a report from our correspondent.
A fierce encounter broke out early this morning between security forces and Maoists in the Maridmalli forest of Allur Sitaramaraju district, Andhra Pradesh, leaving six Maoists dead. Those killed included his senior Maoist leader and central committee member Madhvi Hidma, his wife Rajay and several close associates. Andhra Pradesh DGP Harish Kumar Gupta said forces began combing operations at 6 a.m. after receiving intelligence on Maoist movement along the Andhra Pradesh-Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. The encounter occurred as teams moved deeper into the forest. Officials said the operation was part of the ongoing effort to curb Maoist activity. Security forces remain on high alert and search operations are continuing in the area. Further updates are awaited. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today conducted a search operation at over 25 premises connected to the Al-Fala group in Delhi and NCR. The search operation is part of an ongoing investigation into financial irregularities, use of shell companies, accommodation entities and money laundering. The agency said it is investigating 9 shell companies linked to the group, all registered at the same address. The role of Al-Fala Trust and related entities is under investigation. In addition, prima facie discrepancies have been noted in claims regarding UGC and NAAC recognition. ED said these aspects are being examined with the concerned authorities. Al-Fala University has come under scrutiny after the arrest of several doctors in connection with the blast near Delhi's Red Fort on the 10th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu has urged everyone to work together to ensure water availability and security, highlighting that climate change is affecting the water cycle in today's time. Conferring the 6th National Water Awards 2024 and the first Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Awards in New Delhi, the president said the efficient use of water is essential for the country as its water resources are limited considering the population.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि पिछले वर्ष शुरू किए गए जल संचय जन भागीदारी कार्यक्रम के तहत 35 लाख बताया गया है अधिक ग्राउंड वाटर रिजर्व स्ट्रक्चर्स का निर्माण किया जा चुका है सर्कुलर वाटर इकोनॉमी की प्रणालियों को अपनाकर सभी इंडस्ट्रीज तथा अन्य स्टेक होल्डर्स जन संसाधन का प्रभावी उपयोग कर सकते हैं
महाराष्ट्र सिक्योर्ड द फर्स्ट पोजीशन इन द बेस्ट state category of the 6th National Water Awards for 2024, followed by Gujarat and Haryana at 2nd and 3rd place. Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav has said India will publish its revised Nationally Determined Contribution NDC for the 2035 period by December. Addressing the high-level segment of the UN COP30 Climate Summit in Belém, Brazil, Mr. Yadav said climate change is real and imminent due to unsustainable growth and development patterns. He urged developed nations to achieve net zero targets ahead of their current timelines. The environment minister said implementation of climate goals must be adequate, accessible and affordable and free from restrictive intellectual property barriers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has opposed the death penalty imposed on ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in absentia by the country's court. During his daily media briefing, UN Human Rights High Commissioner Volker Turk's spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani, in a statement issued in Geneva, said such proceedings should unquestionably meet international standards of due process and fair trial when it is conducted in absentia with the possibility of death penalty. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India will play a leadership role in technology and innovation, speaking at the curtain raiser of the FICCI's 98th Annual General Meeting in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal noted that the government is prioritizing innovation to achieve the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047. And with that, we end this news bulletin.